The Divine Mercy Sunday is the day the Church celebrates the divine love of God for humanity. And we all can see the painting on the Divine Mercy through St. Faustina. The pictures we see here is the pictures of the risen Lord with rays of water and blood flowing out from his divine heart toward all who are in search for him. If we study the picture more closely, the image of our risen Lord seems to be in motion. He is walking toward us. He is in search for his sons and daughters who lost their ways. The rays of divine love shine brightly toward those who rely on his love and mercy to change and to transform their life. Brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Divine Mercy Sunday on the second Sunday of Easter, the season of resurrection. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died and rose from the dead to save us from our sins and from eternal damnations. The season of Easter is a season we celebrate God's divine love through God, the divine Son, who came into our world, walked with us, suffered for us, died because of us, and resurrected to open the heavenly gate to lead us, lead those who truly believe in him into his eternal glory. This is the day, as the Church, we still celebrate the season of Easter, holy and joyful season, where through God the Son unite all faithful sons and daughters to God the Father. God divine mercy means God infinite love penetrate into our minds and hearts to transform those who trust in him, especially to those who live in the darkness of sins and temptation may rely and lean on his divine love. Jesus has shown us the way, has taught us how to live, and has guided us to God the divine mercy. How do we respond with our life, brothers and sisters? What change can we make in response to God's divine love? If we examine social communities or pay attention to the worldview or reflect on what our culture believes, then we may understand where we go from here. Within our culture, God seems nowhere to be found. Many places in society have removed God's holy teachings from the public arena by replacing them with human ideology and other unsound social teachings, where true and righteousness are suppressed, but immoral and unethical acts become the norm within so many society. As Christian, you and I lean on God's divine mercy so that we may learn from him. Learn to discern how to speak and act. Learn to love the way God loves. And learn to show mercy toward our brothers and sisters, particularly those around us who are different from us. First, learn to discern how to speak and act. The first rule of discernment is to place ourselves in front of God by praying. Whenever we place God in our mind and hearts, that is when we will not differentiate who or what is in front of us. Then we may be able to speak the truth, act in an appropriate way. We do things not because they benefit us, but benefits for all. When we say things because they are right and truth, not to please ourselves, others, or those who we like. Second, learn to love the way God loves. Here we learn to fulfill our duties and responsibilities. The mission of our Lord Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the holy will of the Father. Our mission is to live our life according to what Jesus taught us. Love is to give our all to the needs of the community, the needs of those around us, particularly the vulnerable. To give generously and wholeheartedly without differentiating who, where, when, and why. Lastly, learn to show mercy toward our brothers and sisters. Focus on love, because through love, mercy is flowing out from the way we love. No love, no mercy. True love is to care for those around us without expecting anything in return. That is an act of mercy. To give generously, to offer willingly, and to serve wholeheartedly are ways we show our love toward all things that come our way. Jesus had done for us. He showed us the way. We just need to imitate him by dying to self, so others might live. God's divine mercy shine brightly toward us. Jesus is walking before us. Are we doing anything in response to his invitation, brothers and sisters?
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.